Hi, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Tom Gordon, and this week I have the podcast. This past Thursday, we celebrated July 4th, our nation's Day of Independence. The 4th of July, also known as Independence Day, has been a federal holiday in the United States since 1941. But our tradition of independence goes further back to the 18th century during the American Revolution. On July 2nd, 1776, the Continental Congress voted in favor of independence, and 2 days later, delegates from 13 colonies adopted the Declaration of Independence. From 1776 to the present day, July 4th has been celebrated as the birth of American independence, with numerous events and festivals ranging from parades, concerts, fireworks, family gatherings, barbecue, and the like. While we celebrate July 4th, the actual vote for independence happened 2 days earlier on July 2nd. The 4th of July also isn't when the Declaration of Independence was signed. Delegates began signing the engrossed copy of the Declaration of Independence on August 2nd. On the first anniversary of the Declaration's adoption, John Adams wrote to his daughter describing last-minute festivals in Philadelphia. Quote, yesterday being the anniversary of American independence was celebrated here with a festivity and ceremony becoming the occasion. The thought of taking any notice of this day was not conceived until the 2nd of this month, and it was not mentioned until the 3rd. Despite its last-minute nature, Adams remarked on the, quote, brilliance and splendor of Philadelphia's first 4th of July celebration. It's hard to imagine a time before Americans celebrated on the 4th of July. However, according to the Library of Congress, celebrations didn't become widespread until after the War of 1812, and celebrations kept growing, becoming what the Library of Congress called, quote, the most important secular holiday on the calendar. Some fun facts about the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence was actually not signed on July 4th of 1776. The Second Continental Congress adopted it that day, but the 56 representatives did not take the quill pen to document until August 2nd, nearly a month later. John Dunlap, the official printer of Congress, worked all night into the early morning of July 5th to produce the broadside, a large single-sheet document similar to today's modern poster, and roughly 26 surviving examples are known. Another interesting fact is the Pennsylvania Evening Post featured the Declaration in its July 6th edition, the first to print it after the Dunlap broadside. On July 5th, Hancock had the broadsides distributed to be read and posted, and additional printings quickly multiplied through the colonies to spread the news of independence. Another interesting fact is that Thomas Jefferson was just 33 years old when he wrote the Declaration, but was also a well-known, accomplished writer and received assistance from both Ben Franklin and John Adams to draft the document that he called an expression of the American mind. The New York delegation at first abstained from adopting the Declaration of Independence at the July 4th meeting. The New York delegates to the Continental Congress abstained from adopting the Declaration. They were awaiting instructions from the New York Provincial Congress. Those instructions did not arrive until after July 4th because the New York Congress had to evacuate New York on June 30th as British military forces had approached. Another interesting fact is that Jefferson left behind instructions that he wanted his gravestone to be inscribed, quote, here was buried Thomas Jefferson, author of the Declaration of Independence of the State of Virginia for Religious Freedom and Father of the University of Virginia. Six members of the 56 men who signed the Declaration of Independence signed both the Declaration and the Constitution. Those signers included Benjamin Franklin, George Reed, Roger Sherman, James Wilson, George Clymer, and Robert Morris. Another interesting fact is that the rarest signature of all the signers is Button Gwinnett. He's not one of the most famous signatures, but his signature is definitely the most valuable of the dozens of signers of the Declaration of Independence. Gwinnett was not one of the men who was well known, but he was born in England in 1735, and at the age of 30, he moved to Georgia to be in the colonies. He became very passionate about the colonies and the desire for independence, and became one of the representatives from Georgia to sign the document. He died a year after the signing in a duel. Due to his life of obscurity, Gwinnett's signature was and still is the rarest of the 56 signers. There are only 51 known examples of his signature in existence. The most recent example of a document signed by Button Gwinnett was sold and realized $1.4 million in 2022. Another interesting document which recently sold about a month ago was a copy of the Declaration of Independence that sold for $3,360. This was printed as a broadside in the July 11, 1776 issue of the newspaper, the New York Journal, or the General Advertiser. Printer John Holt devoted four pages to it, including a note to oblige our customers who intend to separate it from the rest of the paper and fix it up in open view. Broadsides were a form of document or of paper ephemera meant to be posted and distributed for public information and dissemination. Typically, these would be discarded after their use, and of this document, to date, only five copies exist. The Declaration of Independence, besides being such a historic and significant document in our country's history, has also been featured in several movies over the years, including the Declaration of Independence in 1938 and won an Academy Award as one of the few films relating to the American Revolution to win this award, and the movie 1776, which was a historical musical comedy drama which was released in 1972. And last but certainly not least, one of my personal favorites, National Treasure in 2004. So I hope everyone had a wonderful holiday. I hope everyone took at least a moment to consider all the wonderful opportunities we have as Americans and have that freedom that we did take that step forward, and that those 56 signers, by signing that document, did commit treason and did place their lives at risk so that all of us have the liberties and freedoms that we have in this great country today. Thank you, and have a great day.